ain't George Jefferson, although it should be. Moving on up the Jeffersons. It's Producer Rules Wednesday here on the CCN 20 every single week. I just wait because I don't know where Newbie's going.
No.
I don't know where he's going.
Nobody does.
Nobody does. But the music gets me. I'm Dave Sherapin at Sports Beat Cake and Sing. He's Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks. We're here for the CCN 20. Newbert, you hit it out of the park with this.
Oh,
excellent call right there.
I knew you would like that one, Dave, as, yes. You know, hopefully we're moving on up. And you know who's moving on up is the Buccos, baby. The Buccos, 5-0. Hey, Dave, this is they are everything that the Yankees were promised to be and more. I'm not going to jinx it. But it's pretty sick. Pretty sick since 1983. I was thinking of coming in with We Are Family, but we already did that one. You know what I mean?
We did.
And ever since we played it on the show, they have not lost a game.
This is true. And again, we thank you guys for downloading the podcast. It's on audio form. Yes, it will be at some point ideally available on video form. I don't know if anybody would actually watch it, but Producer Rules Wednesday, kind of like, you know, you're basically in control of everything on the show.
I take over?
It's basically a takeover. Don't have to worry about the other producer showing up.
Nope.
Tony Anizzi.
We can't even call him a producer. He doesn't do shit. He just shows up, makes fun of my dog, and leaves. He doesn't produce anything.
He doesn't really produce much. He's somewhat entertaining.
He's entertaining, but entertaining does not make you a producer. He's a producer and does a great job for the MLB Network. That he does. But as far as this show, he doesn't really bring much to the table. You know,
The Knicks didn't bring much to the table last night. The Devils didn't bring much to the table in the third period last night.
Which I told you was going to happen.
You said it. And I just wanted to recognize that you did say that Tony would not show up. Again, you were right.
That's what I do.
Seems to be a consistent pattern. I mean, I'm just going to just hand it over to you right now.
I love it.
Rules Wednesday. Just drive this bus home. We got games. We got things. Anything particular? You're driving. I'm riding passenger.
Yeah, it's time.
The wheel.
We're probably going to run off the road. We'll run off the rails rather quickly because that's what happens here on Producer Rules Wednesday. But, Dave, we will start with your first true love. And no, it is not baseball, bruh. It's on the ice. I told you last night the Penguins were live. We're going to make the Penguin polka because I've been trying to tell people, and spoiler roll, they're the one who's rolling. Now, I do not believe they are on the ice here this evening, but we do have some decent games here in the NHL tonight. We got Lightning at the top of the board against Toronto.
Yep.
We got the battle for New Jersey with New Jersey and the Rangers. So, Dave, I got a couple that I'm eyeing, but anything jump off the NHL board at you tonight?
Couple things.
Oh.
All right. New Jersey and the Rangers is unbettable at that number.
No.
I think the Rangers win, but if you've got to go there, I think it's regulation only. Tampa's going to beat Toronto. I'm not sold on Toronto.
I
am sold. I'm buying high, buying low, on the dip, whatever, on Tampa. I think they're going to make some noise. Seattle and L.A., not for me. Vancouver, Arizona, short price on Vancouver after losing to the Knights. I think that's the side. That game probably goes over as well. But the game in the night moves.
Yep.
Edmonton and Dallas.
Of course.
This is a monster,
it is.
I think, in the NHL tonight. And I'm all about the Stars.
Yeah, me too.
Gumpy says it every day on Hammer Don and on Pat's show. He calls them Texas hockey. I'm in. Now, we'll learn a lot about futures and things. This could be the Western Conference Finals preview. So, if you're looking, Dallas, for real. I don't know who the goalies are yet. That's part of the problem. When you bet hockey, confirm the goalies. Make sure you're getting 1-1, or if you know you're getting backup, whatever.
Overs.
Minus 120.
Overs.
You like over?
I don't like over in this one, but I do think 6.5 is a good number. I think it's gonna be like a 3-2 final. So I think it's a solid number there. I would not bet over, but I would not bet under either. What I would bet in this one, Dave, the one that's standing out to me. Dallas. We like Dallas to win. And when Dallas wants to win, what do they need? They need, obviously, some scoring. Where does that scoring come from? Our good old friend JoJo. Not Joel Embiid, no. How about Joe Pavelski? He's getting a point tonight, Dave. Whether he's scoring, whether he's assisting, Pavelski is getting on the board for Dallas in a win tonight. So you can do a little same-game parlay if you want to. But I'm telling you, over the half point, Joe Pavelski, that's the play for me tonight that stood out on the board.
It literally warms my heart how much of a hockey guy you've become.
I've been forced into
this show.
Just for this show. And for you. You know what I mean?
It's great. Like a Joe Pavelski shout out mention, period, a prop is that's actually looking at the stuff.
I'm diving in. I'm not messing around. He's scoring a point tonight, Dave.
Pavelski to get a point. Dallas to get 2 points
for
a win. That's what happens. There you go. Pavelski and the Stars. Boom.
All right, let's keep it moving then, Dave. NBA, we're going to keep it on grooving. Hey, can I interest you in 12-point favorites, 11.5-point favorites, 11-point favorites, 12.5-point favorites, 16-point favorites? I mean, dude, what is happening in the NBA, Dave? This shit is are people actually watching the NBA? Like, tweet, are you actually watching the NBA? Because I don't know how you're doing it.
I don't know either.
It's bad, bad.
It is tough. But, you know, it's not like, I don't know. I mean, we were way ahead of the curve when we started doing it. You know who won yesterday, don't you?
Oh.
You know.
Oh,
when we started playing the song.
Yeah.
I mean, there were things like.
Just let,
in case Yanitzi listens to the playback, let him know.
Do you hear something? I hear something. It sounds like.
Is that Yanitzi?
I'm back, bitches! Two numbnuts said, fade me on the return night. Fuck no. What you talking about, baby? Team total over. Props over. I'm the MVP, son. I'm the MVP, son. You really fuck around and find out. Let's go. Let's go.
I'm glad you got a hold of Joel. Listen, he came back.
He was mad at us.
He put up 24. They got the dub.
Ooh.
Listen. It's just like this late Penguins run.
It's
just when I thought I was out.
They pull me back in. I got to get that
pull
in the
me
board.
Right back in.
I got to get that
I
in the board.
I was watching the game like it was the finals. I was waiting for the song to play in the background. I was thinking of Norm. I was thinking of little Nate. I was thinking of all the Sixer fans that have waited to have a coach who could get them to the end of a game and then win. I'm like, uh-oh. Do we got to start checking future prices again? Do we, noobs, can they win the East? Like, I went too fast.
Ah, come on. That's too much. That's too much. Don't do that. Don't do that. They're still the Knicks. They ain't getting through the Knicks. Jalen Brunson. They ain't getting through the Knicks. But no, I'm not like, I can't dive fully back in here with the 76ers. Was I happy they won last night? Sure. But, you know. Embiid is back. It's good for the city. Embiid was back. Bryce was absolutely raking last night. So Philadelphia was on fire last evening. Mm. But if there's one thing I know about Philadelphia sports is that fire, Dave, some people say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, when there's fire in Philadelphia, it only means one thing. And that means that.
You know why? Because bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things.
Yeah. Yeah. He said it. The man said it, Dave. Bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things. So I can't get too excited just yet because bad things.
Bad things happen on the board today in the NBA. Lakers are laying 12.5 at Washington. You got to be out of your mind to lay it, but I don't think you want to take it.
No.
Portland's playing Charlotte. Noobs, this is the ultimate piece of caca, pee-pee, poo-poo. Do it low. Go low. How do you say it?
Caca, pee-pee, poo-poo, caca. That's that game,
Charlotte's
man. It's wild.
Charlotte's favorite.
What are we doing? Charlotte's favored?
I don't know. Then you got Atlanta, 11.5.
Yuck.
Memphis catching, 12.5.
Disgusting.
At Milwaukee. Boston opened up last night, -8. Now nobody's playing for OKC. It's 11.5.
That's so gross.
Indiana's laying 7.5 at Brooklyn.
What?
Orlando only catching 5. That's a competitive basketball game. Orlando at New Orleans. I think Lean Magic. Oh, this is right. Minnesota's playing Toronto minus 16.
Nice game. Nice game. Nice sport.
Cleveland's playing Phoenix. This is the game of the night. I think I'm leaning Cavs, dog. Yeah. I default to the dog more often than not.
Yep. Little late night special.
That game's going over. I have a feeling that game's going
over. Yeah, there's some points. There's some points coming in that one. I mean, Cleveland hasn't been scoring that much as of late, but I feel like I'm kind of with you. A little late night special, chuck them up. There's not. I mean, full disclosure, I'm not betting anything in the NBA today. Fuck
absolutely
that.
Not.
It's so gross. No.
I'm going to be on Sports Grid tonight with Wetzel, and the kids sent the rundown, and it had all these NBA stuff on it. I said, man, literally, I feel like I'm throwing darts.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even – there's not a game. Usually there's a game that I want to pay attention to on the screen.
Nothing.
I'm watching hockey tonight.
All hockey.
And I'm watching baseball leading up to it. Yeah. So before we get to the baseball portion of the show – Saks Ballpark Pouch Underwear reinvented, designed to reduce friction. This 3D hammock-shaped pouch keeps your man parts in place, features breathable mesh panels and non-chafing flat-out seams. I was driving around with Jessica last night. We had a situation come up where she had to go do a delivery at 1 o'clock in the morning. It was very unusual.
Wow.
I played the CCN20 for her. She literally laughed out loud,
busted a gut.
You talked about you being one bend knee away from the situation.
From the slippage. Yeah, nobody wants to see a stray ball. It's an ugly sight. It's an ugly sight.
She's scary, like, hours. What are the two of you talking about?
We don't know. Like,
I'm like, you like it, though, don't you? You're listening, aren't you? She goes, well, yeah, but I don't know if I would if I didn't know the two of you. I'm like,
that's fair.
Well, people feel like they know us.
That's also why they
listen to the show.
That is also true. I mean, and everyone, you know, it's a relatable thing for the gentleman listening. You know, you're a little too short shorts or you got too baggy shorts. It's a very fine line you have to walk as a gentleman, Dave. But I'm glad to know that Saks has us covered no matter what. Yes. Dave, I mean, fucking Armageddon on the East Coast because it's just all rain. Oh. Like, if the game isn't rained out, you know, we have big favorites in the games that haven't been rained out. But it looks like, I don't know how, maybe there's a window. I mean, this one's an hour away from when we're recording right now, but right. Bucko's Washington, it's still scheduled to go off. What do you think?
Bucko's, you're just laying it with Keller.
Keep rolling.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to – his strikeout prop's probably live. It was really good last year early when his arm was super live. April and May, it was great. I was doing the pregame for the Pirates, and we were going to the Keller K props almost every time he pitched. I think that's a number that you could look at if you can find 5.5, go over that. Figure to go deep into the game, 6 innings or 7 innings, depending on the weather. I mean, they may pull him early. But the Pirate games are 6-0 to the or 5-0 to the over,
and so are Washington games are 4-0 to the over. They haven't none of these teams have hit an under yet, but the under money has come.
Yes, which I think is weather based. You get a lot of weather based bets at this time of year. Do you believe? I don't know if you saw it.
What?
The Atlanta game today?
Yeah.
Still, I don't think has officially been postponed.
It hasn't been
the White Sox. Minus 380 or minus 400 for the road team.
Oof.
As the favorite.
Oof. The bounce back special since they lost outright yesterday.
Right? So what in the world would they be at home?
Oh, my God.
I texting my odds maker friends going, guys, what the fuck are we doing in April?
Yeah.
Like, this is an August number.
That's probably why the game keeps getting bumped. They're just like, wait, we threw up a minus 400. Let's just move this game, void all these tickets, figure
minus
it out tomorrow.
Minus 400. Nobody wants to book this. Nobody wants to bet this. No, nobody wants. I'm like, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah, I mean,
what you can do, though, noobs, is late night Dodgers, Krasnow.
Yeah.
Just like every day, the Dodgers. We had a guy on today on BVB. He's a beat reporter for the Dodgers. And we point blank asked him. I asked him, do the fans like around you just want to get to the playoffs? Like, is anybody actually enjoying this? Yeah. they just take it for granted.
This yeah.
team is really good. They're going to score a ton of runs. And Ohtani ain't got but two hits like all season so far.
Well, yeah, because he's betting under on his props. So he doesn't have any hits because he's got to keep cashing in. The one thing that keeps cashing in when it comes to the Dodgers, they just keep posting 4.5, 4.5, 4.5 for the team total. And every day, I mean, they haven't scored less than 5 runs. So, you know, talk about set it and forget it. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to bet the over, but I'm sure as hell not betting the under 4.5. I mean,
right?
They get to 5 runs, right? I think this could be the night, though. San Francisco, I think, is live.
You catch them?
I do. I think maybe Dodgers get a lead. Then things turn over to the bullpen. That bullpen for San Francisco is pretty decent. Harrison, if he goes a little deep, lefty, you know, maybe throw something at him they haven't seen quite yet. Not that they're bad against left-handed hitting, but I mean left-handed pitching. But I think San Francisco's live. That'll be my play. Almost 2-1, +198. Give me San Francisco money line.
Oh, I love when you go deep again like that. Money That's fantastic.
I got a nice plus win. Every play that I've given out that's an MLB has been nice plus money. We had the Red Sox once. We had the Buccos yesterday, and now we're going money line with the Giants.
I like it. Toronto is at Houston. They got one last night. The game went way under. We said it was going way under. Toronto at Houston today with Bassett and Javier.
Good matchup.
That is a good matchup. The total's steaming up. I think it goes under again.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I think motherfuckers are trying to zigzag on this. I feel like it's so counterintuitive that you see the names Bassett and Javier and you're just like under. That's a sharp guy special. That's a duct tape shoe special.
No one in the lineup for Toronto is really hitting. The problem here is if Bassett goes and throws a dud, this game could be over the total by the fifth.
True.
If they don't get him out of there quickly.
That's very true. All right, well, Dave, that's the MLB board. We don't got nothing in lacrosse today. We lost with Syracuse yesterday. Not only did they not cover the 2.5, they were up by 7, Dave. The game started 7-0. They end up losing in double overtime.
What?
So, you know, hey, we can't win them all. We can't win them all. But
the color on color crime comment at the end.
Big red.
Beat orange.
Big
orange
red.
Orange beat red.
Big red beat them this time.
Yeah. Yeah, Jess was dying. It's good to get feedback on the show from people that may or may not be betting and listening and all this other stuff. I told Jess to go on and leave a review. She's not going to do it.
That's rude.
It is rude. I told her, just go on and leave a review.
It's not hard.
It's not hard.
She's betrothed.
If you're listening on the podcast app, go leave a review. If you're listening on Spotify or anything like else, leave us a rating. That helps. We're getting out there a little bit more. We're seeing some numbers go up. So you guys are doing your job. We really appreciate it. Yeah. They want you, Nietzsche. He's not coming.
I don't want him. I'm glad he's not here. We do way better when he's not here. I love you, Nietzsche. I gave him good cheesesteak recommendations. He's going to be at WrestleMania, so hopefully he's eating good this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Philadelphia.
Oh, but everyone's there except for me. What the hell is this?
I know. You moved away, and now
everybody's back on the East Coast. This is absurd.
That's unbelievable.
I literally left, and then your daughter moved there. She was like, finally, he's gone. I'm moving to the East Coast.
It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Yeah,
we got an opportunity here. We're going to have to talk and see with the second one. Middleton Sig may end up joining Big Sister back east in Rutherford, New Jersey.
His developments.
So I told her she's going to call Uncle Newbie for some guidance. I got her.
I got her.
All right, good. All right. I think that does it for the show. Do you got anything else? What's for dinner tonight?
I got chicken in the crock pot right now. I'm going to do a little like pulled chicken taco action. Might even roll them up and go pulled chicken taquitos. I don't know. We'll see. I'll send pictures.
Oldest kid moving on up just like the Jeffersons. The show is cashconsidshow@gmail.com. No, that's the Twitter handle is @cashconsidshow.
It is.
Dan Alexander, Newbie Talks on the Twitter. NewbieTalks@gmail.com to email us. I'm the Sportsbook Consigliere, SportsBKConsig on the Twitter, and SportsBKConsig@gmail.com. Get us out of here!
In the kitchen, a beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill.